Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Time for week 11 picks. We all had New England last night, right?
Yeah. No, you didn't. You had the Jets. You weren't here.
Yeah, we voted.
Congrats, Rob.
All right. Yeah, let's go Washington versus Miami. That's the 9:30 game from, where is that from?
Madrid, I think.
Madrid, Spain?
Yeah.
All right. Who wins that one?
I'm going with Miami. I think they're... I don't know what the hell I think with this team, but I don't think Washington's that good. I think they're really a little disappointing considering what they did last year. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins on the road.
Head coach taking over the play calling defensive duties now, right, for Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's not a good sign when they do that.
Miami's going to win.
Yeah.
Miami wins this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, I went with Miami here. I don't know that they have any business being favored over any team, but I also don't think Washington does either, so... Do with that what you will, but I think I take Miami. I don't think I'll be betting that game.
Carolina at Atlanta. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to take Atlanta. Like, I think they should be better at home. I don't know what's going on with Carolina right now. That's a terrible loss at New Orleans, and now go and try to pick yourself back up in Atlanta. Give me the Falcons. I mean, they may not cover this game, but I definitely think they win by at least a field goal.
Speaking of not knowing who they are, I don't know who Carolina or Atlanta is, especially Carolina after last week. I agree with you. Horrible, horrible loss, but I think they rebound. And they bury Atlanta. I think they win in Atlanta, Ed.
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I don't know who either one of these teams are. The Falcons are home. I don't like the Panthers. I want the Buccaneers to take that division. So I'm just going half heart, half head. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
This is my 1 o'clock game that I got to watch. Got to find some place and watch this one. Tampa at Buffalo, Ed.
Yeah, this is... This may be the best game of the weekend. There's a couple of good ones. Seattle, L.A., Kansas City, Denver... Detroit, Philly is a good card. This is tough. Buffalo's lost like the last 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, they're home. Tampa's banged up. Mike Evans is now out for at least the regular season. They've lost. I'm going with the Buccaneers, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Both of these teams have trouble right now. But I'll still go with the Bucs.
I'm going with the Bucs all the way. I think Buffalo is having an identity crisis right now.
They're having something.
Yeah, yeah. I think Buffalo Tampa goes on the road to stage the upset. Is that an upset?
It's Buffalo's favored by 5.5.
Okay, I'm going with Tampa.
I like Buffalo to win.
Tampa to cover?
I think so. I mean, the more and more I'm looking at this game, I get kind of twisted on it because, like, they always talk about anytime they land on the number of 5.5, they really don't know which direction to go in. Like, you're not good enough to be favored by a touchdown, and just a little bit more than the field goal. So it's like, which way do we go? And almost let the public and the money coming in decide which way the game's going to move or the line. But I'll take Buffalo to win. Yeah, I do think Tampa Bay covers.
Okay. All right. Well, while you're talking, Houston at Tennessee.
Give me Houston. I mean, I think Tennessee actually plays them tough, but I'll take Houston.
I'm going Houston, too. I think Houston's starting to rebound. They may still get themselves in a position to win that division, Ed.
I believe that, and Tennessee is the worst team in the NFL. So this is a team they're looking at the number one pick. I think they continue in that direction. I go with Houston.
All right. Ed? Give me Chicago at Minnesota. Who wins that one?
This will be a close one. Chicago's much better than I thought. Obviously, they have a better record. They're 6-3 right now. Minnesota's at the bottom of the division, but looked decent. And they're home. This is a tough one. I am going to go with Minnesota, though.
I'm going with Chicago on the road right now. Once again, two quarterbacks that, you know, neither one of them are consistent, but I think the Chicago quarterback – Caleb Williams is a little more consistent. I'm going with him.
Yeah, I'm going with Minnesota here. Not that I believe in either one of these teams. Like, when you look at Chicago, go look at who they've beaten up on, and it's a who's who of nobodies. And I'm not trying to dismiss them because I think they're moving in the right direction. I mean, if you're looking at Chicago, this one has that revenge narrative written all over it. Remember, J.J. McCarthy, up until, what was it, 2 weeks ago, had one good quarter of football, and that was that final quarter against the Bears in the opening week.
And Bears are 6-3 with a -8 point differential.
Yeah. Give me Minnesota.
All right, Green Bay Giants.
I'm taking Green Bay. I mean, I'll keep it brief. Like, I'm excited to watch. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love watching Jameis Winston because you don't know what's going to happen. But I do think Green Bay wins this game.
I think Green Bay wins it, and we think they win big because of Jameis Winston.
He's a hater, man.
No, I'm not.
No, I think the Packers win too. I'm just sad to see the Giants lost their rookie running back and their rookie quarterback. It was so exciting for a minute. I mean, Daboll feels worse than me, but whatever. I'm going Green Bay.
All right. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
This one is a
head scratcher.
This is a head scratcher for sure. I think Pittsburgh is not nearly as good as their record, which is 5-4. I mean, they're not world beaters.
You're right. They're still not as good as the record.
Right. They're still not. Cincinnati, I don't know what the hell. They're going to give up a zillion points even to Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh just because they're home.
I'm going, yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be a very good game.
I'm going to Pittsburgh for the same reason. Two reasons. Cincinnati can't stop a nosebleed. And Pittsburgh is at home. I don't think they lose at home. Jeremy?
I co-sign on everything Rob said. Give me the Steelers.
Okay. The Chargers at Jacksonville, Jeremy.
This is the one. This is it. This is the one that everyone's going to misread. Jacksonville wins this game. Jacksonville is 3-1 at home. They beat the Chiefs there. Their one loss coming to Seattle, which Seattle pulled away late. They did lose to the Rams, but that was in London. You got a 1 o'clock game with the Chargers coming all the way to the East Coast. I mean, it just everything points to take Jacksonville here. And I know people are going to go, well, the Chargers are better than you think, and they've done this. They beat the Steelers last week. Chargers are my lock this week. I'm going the opposite way. Give me Jacksonville this week.
Everything you said makes sense. And you convinced me to change my mind, but I won't. I got to go with my gut. I had Chargers. I think you're 100% right, but I got to go with get my gut instinct. I got a feeling the Chargers are going to sneak away with this one.
This is why no one will remember your name. Take a stand, my friend. He did. Actually, you've taken some underdogs, touchdown underdogs that went out, right?
Yeah. It Chargers. Yeah, Chargers 3-1. No, this is real. The Chargers are 3-1 on the road. They're a good road team.
Jacksonville's 3-1 at home.
I know, but they suck.
I didn't know that.
They're 3-1 at home. They have a winning record, and they have a -15 point differential. I look at that because that means you're not putting anybody away. You're winning some close games.
You could have one bad blowout and play a lot of close
games.
That's
not what happened.
Okay, I'm just saying it could, though.
You want to fornicate?
You want to get together and watch
it? You took my babysitting job.
Yeah. You started watching.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that bitch took my babysitting job.
Seattle at Rams. Put a stop to that right quick.
You don't want to do any more than 2.
Yeah. Both 7-2. This is for first place. And the Rams are home, so I'm going Seattle. Just like the Seahawks this year.
I'm going Rams. Jeremy?
I'm going Seattle. I think JSN has a big game. The way to beat the Rams is through the air on the outside. That's why I like Jackson, Smith, and Jigba this weekend. And Seattle's defense has played extremely well. So I'm going to take Seattle to win this game.
What about San Francisco and Arizona?
Going back the other way here, I think Arizona wins this one. San Francisco has a lot of wholesale issues on the defensive side of the ball. Remember, they had the Rams number for all this time, and the Rams just said, yeah, have our number. We're going to beat your ass because you're not good right now. I think Arizona wins that game without Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think San Fran wins this one.
I'm with the 49ers as well, but this one I wrestled with. I thought I went back and forth. I don't think the 49ers are that good. They're banged up. Arizona's it's a 3-win team. I mean, what can you say? But I'm going to go 49ers.
Kansas City at Denver.
I'm taking Denver. Kansas City's favored in this game on the road. I know Denver. People are like, yeah, Denver hasn't beaten anybody, and Bo Nix, blah, blah. I'm going Denver.
I feel like Ed's taking shots at me for what I was getting ready to say.
You should have gone first.
I'm going Kansas City on this one. I think Kansas City is about to get on a roll right now.
Yeah, Denver hasn't beat anyone, blah, blah, blah. Kansas City's coming off their bye week. The Chiefs are the best team off their bye week. I think the fact that the hook is sitting there and it's 3.5, that they're begging you to take the Broncos here when the Chiefs are the right side. Give me Kansas City.
Detroit at Philly.
So I think Detroit's a better team. I think Philadelphia's in the better spot, and they win the game.
I think Philadelphia wins at home, prime time. They win this one. Ed?
I'm going with Detroit. I think they're the better team. Philly's got stuff going on. There's something going on.
AJ Brown.
But yes, he's going to be so vocal publicly. There's stuff cooking there. I'm going to go with Detroit.
Baltimore or Cleveland, who wins with score? Ed.
Baltimore wins the game. I think it's not that close. I think the Ravens win 28-15. Cleveland's. I don't like the Browns. I think the Ravens win, and it's a 13-point victory.
Dylan Gabriel starts. He might not finish after he turns the ball over like three times. Ravens 28-9.
Okay.
I got 26-20 Ravens. I think Browns cover, Ravens win. Yeah. And I don't think the game's ever really in doubt, but they just kind of hang around.
You give us more of the gambling stuff at 9:30 with the Daily Line, but on the other side, Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ TV anchor on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No doubt. This just sounds so good, man. I mean, this is the song that you listen to and you tell everybody, shut up, I'm turning it up. What'd I do? No, I said this is what I say when it comes on.
You're looking at me like I said something.
No. I said this is what I say.
Hey, man, are you messing around with Rob Long from the Player Haters Ball? Some people know him as Silky Johnson.
And some people know why. Joining us right now, WJZ TV anchor Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Man, I don't even know how to follow up on that. Come on, that's big shoes to fill right there. Coming in hot like you guys. One more time, Jeremy.
Yeah, Silky Johnson over here with a player haters ball. Rob Long in studio after taking the week off.
Well, if you think I'm a player hater, then I'm going to show you why. Because I think Dylan Gabriel is going to give this game to the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are a better team, but they don't have to be much better on Sunday because I think Dylan Gabriel will do his best to make the Ravens not only cover but win by double digits.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think this is going to be an absolute blowout like everybody's saying, but I mean, I think the Ravens handled business on Sunday with the young quarterback back there and the way that he's been playing. And he hasn't been playing bad. I don't want to sit here and, you know, drag the guy under the bus, but it's not going to be enough to keep up with an offense like Baltimore. Cleveland, obviously, they want to run the football. They want to do it early with Junkins. But this Ravens defense and just the way that they're playing, man, I know everybody's talking about Lamar and the season that he's having, obviously coming back and really not missing a beat in terms of Russ. But the defense and what they've been able to do since the bye, it's just Zach Orr and the way that they come together, you got to give him his flowers here because this defense is going to, you know, create a nightmare for Dylan Gabriel. Now, look, on the other side of that, Cleveland, I like their defense a lot. I think that their pressure, and they're going to be getting after Lamar 24-7 in this game on Sunday. So I think the Ravens are going to pull it out, but this is, to me, not going to be an absolute blowout like everybody else thinks it is.
What about the other side of football that you mentioned, defense? What about the offense where you've got the Ravens who have not had the offense that we've had the last couple of years? Cleveland's defense is really good. They don't give up 97 yards a game rushing-wise. You know, the Ravens have 12 sacks this year. Miles Garrett has 11. It's like, that's how, you know, much of a force he is. How do the Ravens fare against this defense? You know, they can get to quarterback, obviously, and you can't really run against them that well. The Ravens didn't the first time. They only got like 45 yards on the ground.
Let's jump back to what I said to you guys last week, that I wasn't impressed with the Ravens' offense in the Miami game. And even in the first half last week, I don't think anybody was impressed with the Ravens' defense, obviously, or Ravens' offense. Second half, obviously, Lamar and company, different story. They get the run going. You know, things are opening up for them. But if they come out and they have another slow start like that, that's what's going to make this game closer. Because, Ed, you nailed it. Cleveland's defense, it is no joke. The defensive line, though, especially Cleveland in the offseason, you know, are they going to get rid of Myles Garrett? What are they going to do? They end up retaining him. What does the guy do? He leads the league in sacks right now with 11. What do they do with their first-round pick? They take a D-tackle by the name of Mason Graham out of the University of Michigan. People giving them a lot of flat for that pick, but he's done nothing but solidify that line. And Cleveland, they just get after it with 3 and 4 guys. Yeah. And they don't need to bring a ton of pressure. So they can sit back there and get pressure with their front four. And that's what's going to make it hard for this offense. So if they come out and there's a bunch of 3 and outs or drives with 4 plays or less, especially in the first half, again, that is what's going to keep this game close. Cleveland's defense, for sure.
Hey, Rick, a couple of huge games. I would like to get your take on Denver hosting Kansas City. And, of course, the Eagles and the Lions, as I've said before, I think the Lions look like the better team right now, but I think the Eagles at home are in the better spot. But what are your thoughts on those two matchups?
It's a shame Denver isn't fully healthy on the defensive side of the football, because I really think that they're starting to hit their stride, and I want to see that heavyweight battle as far as that division. I like Kansas City in that game. Sertan, we know, isn't healthy. Singleton is out. That's a horrible story, what he's got going on. So they're missing a couple of the big-time players on the defensive side of the ball. I think Kansas City, even just them getting healthy, and Pacheco's not going to play, but I think that's fine. It's still Kansas City's conference. The AFC runs through Kansas City. I think they're going to be there in the end. I like them on Sunday against Denver. I think they get this win, kind of showing Denver, look, you know, we may have pulled the foot off the pedal a little bit, but this ain't your division just yet. Now, in the NFC, Sunday Night Football, Eagles, Detroit, you talk about a heavyweight battle. This is it. And the reason why the Eagles have been doing well, it certainly isn't their offense. It's their defense and what they've done going out there, adding a guy like Jalen Phillips from Miami to that defensive front. You mix him in with Jalen Carter. You have Nolan Smith, who came back off the IR last week. You saw what they did in Green Bay on the road and how they were constantly after Jordan Love. I think they have what it takes to slow Detroit's offense down. And Detroit has playmakers at all positions. There's no denying that. But the big problem with the Eagles right now is the offense. Can they put points on the board? Can they hang with Detroit, who can go up there and throw 30? A.J. Brown, it is a media circus up there in Philadelphia at the NovaCare Complex right now. They're going to feed A.J. early and often on Sunday. I'm going Eagles, and yeah, I'm picking with my heart, not my brain.
All right, give me a score for the Ravens in the winter.
24-10. This is close in the first half. The Ravens pull away second half, but I'm going 24-10. I think the over-unders, 38-39, they're going to go under in this one.
Let us know what you got going on coming up, Rick.
Purple pregame show Sunday. We'll get you ready for the game. WJZ, CBS News, Baltimore. Next week, we're back at Jimmy's for the Purple Playbook with Isaiah Likely. Hopefully, he can get in the end zone. And as always, 5, 7, and 11 o'clock, I got your news on WJZ, number one late night news.
Rick, I wish I had 2 more hands to give your segment 4 thumbs up.
I'm surprised Ed is quiet. Come on, Ed. We got to hear your impersonation, too. You got to add a little background singing.
I got
there.
That one. Look, I'm Rob Long. I've got this voice.
No, I can't open my mouth.
Perfect.
You guys are like 3 brothers, man. I love it.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, all right?
Take it easy, man.
410-583-1057. We got some guests in studio today. We got Joe.
Yeah.
A student at the University of Maryland.
Yep, covers the soccer team. We were talking about it. Wants to get it.
They lost in the Final Four the other day, right? Or was that last night? Was that last night?
I think it was last night.
Two nights ago.
I think Strofsky's the best soccer coach in the country.
Yeah.
He's had them good forever.
Yeah, we've talked so much Maryland soccer this week. Thanks a lot, Trippy. And then you brought it up because you were familiar. I didn't know that. You used to have him on the show all the time.
Had him all. He was a frequent guest in studio when we actually had guests in studio. Mm-hmm. He'd come on all the time. The soccer team was always good. It flew under the radar because it's soccer. And he's been there. I mean, he was on the show 20 years ago when I started. Yeah. He's been there forever. He's a great coach. He's been there a long time. And I think he deserves a real tip of the cap because they're still good.
But why is Rob Berry in the headline about who's in studio too?
Oh, also in studio with
Robbie,
us right here, my son Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie. Yeah.
Clapping for himself.
Robbie's the best man.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, man, I killed the board last night. Went 5-0 on my top plays. I gave you guys four prop plays. Mm-hmm. They all hit as well. That's a 9-0 if I've, let me get it, 4+5, carry the 1. 9-0. Kicked some ass last night, ready to do it again today. So make sure you stay tuned. Got a couple of plays for you. And I'll even talk about this weekend, what I like on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Well, this has turned out to be a solid drive for the Patriots. Under 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Pro set in the backfield with Diggs back there. May out of the gun. Looks left. Throws left toward the back of the end zone. Caught. Henderson kept his feet in bounds. His third score of the night. A 7-yard touchdown pass by Drake May. And the Patriots go on top 20-7 with 7:46 to play here in the third quarter.
That's courtesy of Westwood One. I do want to tell some people right now, if you want to see 5 seconds of summer on June 7th at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation, now is the time to call. I'm going to give you away a pair of tickets. 5 seconds of summer, 410-583-1057. Why bury the headline? Beat up the books last night. 5-0 in my top plays, threw out four prop plays that were for free. That was another 4-0 to get me to that 9-0. The only things I got wrong last night, and yeah, it's amazing. I'm sitting here. I had this amazing night, and I want to tell you the games I got wrong. The Cavaliers, -7.5. They laid an egg. And Washington, Florida to go under 5.5. Felt good about it. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the second period, beginning of the third, we started to see some more goals come in. I blinked, and it was like 6-3. It's like, yeah, that's a loser. That's not going to work out. But I literally hit everything out. All the other games, Pats, Jets under 43.5 hit, Mason Taylor under receptions, Breece Hall over rushing yards, Trevion Henderson anytime TD, Mac Hollins over roughly 40 yards, all of them hit. Old Dominion blew out Troy. And then in college basketball, Cornell Lafayette over, it was 158.5. They scored like 180 some points. They should have scored 200. They missed like 20 free throws down the stretch. Now, I never thought the game was in doubt, but when you're looking at it and it's 3 minutes and you're going, how do I need 4 points right now? I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get four, but how did you guys miss 15 free throws in the last 7 minutes? It's just unreal. But we won that game. Pitt, West Virginia under. What did I say? It's too high of a number. It should be right around
too
one.
Too high.
Too high. Too far? What too high, too far.
What's the team?
Too high. Pitt, West Virginia, I said it would be right around 120. They scored 120.
I hope people get that.
Yes, I hope so, too. And then Purdue, +3.5. They won outright. I had Atlanta, Utah over in the NBA. That hit. Calgary in the NHL. Another NHL win yet again. So it was a nice night. Now, let me run through everywhere we're going because there's a lot here. So I'll kick it off with today. I love Oregon and Minnesota to go under the 44.5. I don't think Minnesota's doing much offensively. I think you're going to need Oregon to basically score all those points for you if you're going over. Understanding that Oregon being home, a lot of times we see blowouts like this. So if you wanted to go Oregon and parlay it with the over, I can't yell at you. Because that's, if you like Oregon, that's what I think you should be doing.
You're gonna yell at me?
No, I'm not going to yell at anyone. But I think the under is the best play, and it's one of the best plays today at 44.5. I do like Clemson +2.5. But man, do they piss you off every time you bet them. And it's weird. If you bet against them, that's when they show up. I just hate Clemson. I'm not turning into a South Carolina fan, Rob, but I'll gladly throw stones at them with you. In the NBA, I like Charlotte and Milwaukee to go over the 238.5. Should be a very, very, I don't know if I said very yet, fast-paced game. Heat +5.5 as they take on the Knicks. I don't know if you saw Jalen Brunson. He was in a walking boot after the last game, so no bueno there.
Yeah.
Not sure how long he'll be out, if it's something that's minor and he can get back sooner, but just something to think about.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yep. I figured I should bring that up.
I did forget.
Yeah, how are the Jets doing? Anyway,
Good. Never mind.
Never. College hoops today. I love Iowa to pull away and blow out Xavier. I like Kentucky. It's the biggest blowout of the day. They're favored by 38.5. Yeah, I think this is where Kentucky kind of flexes their muscles a little bit. You know, losing your first game, bouncing back. They lost to Louisville. Now you bounce back, get this game, and it's a puffy pants game. And then I like Cal Poly and Montana to go over the 170.5. Yeah, that's a doozy for you. And my NHL game, Pitt and Nashville over 6.5. Some of the things I wanted to point out this weekend, I love TCU in an upset. We have that same system. Duke, an unranked team, favored by 4 over a ranked team.
Mm-hmm.
You can do with it what you want, but Virginia's a 4-point underdog on the road at Duke. Duke's offense has been legit.
Yeah.
Just pencil in Mensah, and I like Barkate for a touchdown, but pencil in Mensah for 300 yards and about 2 to 3 passing touchdowns almost every single game.
That is crazy.
He's a smart kid, I think, Mensah. Anyway, I do like Texas plus the points against Georgia. I think Indiana's interesting to blow out the opposition, and I like Oklahoma and Bama to go under the total. And the NFL talked about it. I think Jacksonville's the right side. I think Arizona's the right side. And I think the Steelers -5.5. I think this is the toughest NFL slate that I've had all year long. Like, where I can normally look at an NFL slate and find 5 to 8 games that I'm going to like, depending on, you know, how much I like them. There are 2 games that I love this week, and now I feel like I'm struggling to find other games because I feel like all the lines are appropriate. And you're not finding an edge. It's like, now I just feel like you're gambling if you're picking a team. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones that stood out to me. My favorite being Jacksonville, of course. I think they went outright. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. I didn't realize. So do that whole thing for us again. That means if Duke is 5.5-point favorites at home, there would be a pick'em game
in Virginia.
In Virginia,
essentially, yes. Yeah. I think some of it has to do with the schedule where they've played and how it's going. Virginia's quarterback's banged up. It sounds like he's coming back this week, but the big question is he coming back too early?
Right.
You know, like Jamari Taylor, their running back, is fantastic. One of the better running backs that you probably don't hear enough about in college, speaking of Virginia. But Duke's offense, it's legit. They just can't stop anybody. And every time Duke's been in this situation, so earlier this year they had this game against Georgia Tech. And Duke drove all the way down the field, first and goal, fumbled at the 2-yard line. Georgia Tech picks it up, all the way down the other end, scores it for a touchdown. And it's almost like Duke said, well, that's it. We're not going to win today. We tried, guys. Thanks for coming out. And then they lost. But they've let us down in some of these spots, but they've all of their tough games have been at home. The toughest opponents Duke's had this year have all been at home.
Really?
Yep.
Now, this is what gets me, okay? Not so much USC 7.5-point favorites over Iowa, but 49.5 points. That seems like a lot of points to me.
Yeah.
With USC and Iowa.
Wait, as far as the total?
Yes, the total.
Yeah, I would lean towards the under there. This is the best Iowa offense that we've seen in a long time.
But
it's still like
that's not saying a lot.
That's like when you said, "Hey, we got a pass rusher. Yeah, we're better, but like how much?
Yeah,
you know, like you're filthy and you wash your hands. Yeah, I'm a little bit cleaner, but I'm still filthy.
that's a lot of points to me for that kind of game.
But I think Iowa can keep that one close. I mean, it's all going to depend on what USC team we see show up from an offensive standpoint.
And to me, what backs up your respect for Oklahoma more than anything? 46.5 points is the total in that game.
That's
Oklahoma's defense.
I'm glad you saw that because that's when you see that number with Bama playing.
Yes.
Bama's like,
Bama can put that up.
I look at prop bets all the time. Like right. Ryan Williams, one of the best wide receivers in the country, his prop bet is like at 60.5 yards or something, which you're going, wait a minute. And then I went and you start looking at the total, you're going, oh, they're expecting this to be some smash mouth game with low scoring. So. Yeah, that's why I went to the under. And, Rob, it's funny you're saying that. Nobody can see it. Like, I write down my plays. That's in a different color because once I started looking at a different slate, I had a different pen and I wrote it down.
Right.
The OU Bama under, I think, is a great play this weekend.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. I want to get in your picks late before we get out of here for the weekend, baby. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And that's the encore for the day.
Yes, speaking of nuts, Lions Dad brings the encore today and every day. Well, listen, if you go to a place, any establishment, restaurant, bar, they don't, service isn't good, and you know, they're not just not living up to it. What do you do? You go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the same for your partner. Don't bring your B game to the bedroom. Seriously, check out Lions Den. Get everything, clothing, lingerie, books, cooking, games, toys, nice. Whatever you need to step up your game a bit. Seriously, lots of locations in the Baltimore area, and of course, lionsden.com. So check them out.
Check them out. All right, Ed, one college football game to watch this week. If you could only watch one, which one would it be?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is Alabama, Oklahoma. Jeremy?
I mean, do I want to give you something off the beaten path? Or I think Texas, Georgia for me, because, again, we're talking about probably three of the biggest games this weekend. But, like, I think Texas has a chance to just be chaos this year.
Because you know why? I mean, I follow Ethan Burke from Texas. I mean, actually, he's coming on the show soon. They agreed. Didn't want to come on Georgia week.
Gotcha.
So we're going to do it soon. But anyway, that's one I would want to watch too, yes.
Okay. One NFL game, Ed, other than the Ravens.
Buccaneers, Bills probably.
Mine would be Seattle and the Rams.
Yeah, and then the Lions and Phillies the other one.
Go ahead and take mine, Ed. Just tell them because those are the three biggest. Well, the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Yeah, so there's three big games. It's a good schedule this weekend.
I think they're very tough games.
They are.
Are you going to Shogun this weekend?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Who are you
fighting? I was hoping to be you.
Oh, no. I retired. Yeah. I hung up my pumps.
Are you going? Robbie and I going.
Okay. I walked out like an Adrian Adonis wrestler in an MMA fight.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, we're going to Shogun tomorrow night. I forgot it was tomorrow night, actually. Yeah. The 15th, yes.
I'm trying to find something. My wife has a weekend off. She never has a weekend off. I'm taking her to see
Maroon. She's going to Shogun?
She's going to Shogun. She's fighting in the third fight. Somebody backed out, and so now she's fighting some guy out of Detroit. He's undefeated.
You just carried it on, aren't you?
I'll keep it going as long as you guys want me to. But no, we're trying to figure out something to do. Like, anytime my wife has a weekend off, I try to find something if there's an event in Baltimore or D.C. because we're not too far from there. So I was telling Ed, I'm looking for all these events. I said, God, there's so much speed dating in D.C. There's a lot of lonely people. Like 30 different speed dating things going on this weekend. Well, yeah, one of them at least. I want to see if there's... Well, I'm just weighing options.
We're just taking a cross street.
Is it safe?
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. And Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver and Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith turns 27. Dana Stubblefield, former NFL D lineman, and Lawyer Malloy, former Patriot defensive back, both share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Lawyer Malloy.
Jeremy, who's older?
I'll go Malloy.
Ed, who's older?
I think Malloy, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to fade the public. Oh, Stubblefield.
That's a good choice.
Stubblefield. Lawyer Malloy today turns 52. Dana Stubblefield turns 55. Fade the public always. Always. What you got for us, Jeremy?
What do you call a potato that's turned to the dark side? Darth Tater. Dart Tater. What do you call a dinosaur fart? A blast from the past. When you fart, it can be either silent or loud, and then there's a turd option. Last night, a man was hit over the head with a violin, then a clarinet, and then finally a French horn. Police believe it was an orchestrated attack.
I like that one.
My uncle had a tragic accident at work. He fell into an upholstery machine. He didn't die. He's fully recovered. I've lost control. I don't see an end. There's no escape. I don't even have a home anymore. I guess it's time to buy a new keyboard. What is an atheist debater? Why does an atheist debater idolize Mike Tyson? Because he punches people in the faith. In the faith. I saw a crime being committed in an Apple store. I was an eyewitness. I had to explain to my 4-year-old son that it's actually okay to poop your pants. He's still making fun of me, though. I do like this one. We do this one quite a bit. I went to a psychic yesterday. I knocked on her front door, and she yelled, "Who is it?" So I left. Our barn had a rodent problem, so we got a cat named Nuclear Bomb. He's a weapon of mouse destruction. And lastly, I went to the doctors about my health last week. Towards the end of the appointment, he says, "Don't eat anything fatty." And then I said, "What, like burgers and fries?" He said, "No, fatty, don't eat anything.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.